Guys, hello everyone. It's another day for another episode, and yeah, but before I do that, I've made this like my seventh take. Like, every time I start recording and then the microphone dies, like it fucking dies, like the fuck. So I'm going to take it again, and I've already unpacked on the previous recording, but I'll unpack again because. So, I posted a curious cat link on my story, and I asked some, you know, my WhatsApp guys and people on my WhatsApp to, you know, click the link and send me stuff, questions, ideas, you know, stories. You know, secret stuff, just anonymously, of course. And they all went crickets on me. That was rude. They went crickets on me, and it's like, I complained. You see, now the thing is that I gave them a feedback. I was like, why didn't you guys answer me? And they still, like, you know, just. Sealed it, like, still kept mute. Like, I'm like, because I lame Jew niggas. Anyway, it's a new episode, so like, it's all love and light for now. But yes, I wanted to talk about demographics, or if you would, subcultures in Nigeria. Yeah, I've had this conversation with my brother one time, and he insisted that Nigerians are. They don't have subcultures, and it's not far from it, or like they don't have them enough demographics, or we're always late to the party. And I can understand, because a lot of Nigerians are on the conservative, you know, area, and it's just very few liberals actually doing what the fuck they want to do. So yeah, it's understandable. The Nigerians are not really expressive people, but I know there are. That's the thing, they're expressive people, but not just in the way you would want to see them. So yes, I want to talk on demographics. I'm not doing any serious demographics. Don't think I did research for this. The real demographics in Nigeria are women, children, poor people, you know, school dropouts and whatnot. Such a category, oh my god. But the demographic I'll be talking about is just vibes. None of them are actual, you know. But you know, you could say they are subcultures, or like demographics, more of demographics, because saying subcultures like is implying they are from a particular culture, and then just so yeah, demographics. We'll go with demographics. The first that comes to my mind is Lagos people. Different breed, to be honest. Like, all the things I've read, the things I've seen. And then there's this new podcast that's coming out. I think Susan is the host. He's Surviving Lagos. I'd love to know what's going on. So I've never been to Lagos myself, but boy, the things I have read, things I have seen, it's crazy. Because there's this tweet I saw one time, and it was a tweet about Lagos, of course, but the ending sentence was, don't shorten your lifespan. Like, I feel like Lagos drains people so much, like it drains the fuck out of people so much that they actually, I've been cursing a lot these days, it drains people out so much that, you know, they actually have to tweet about it. I can't remember the last time I tweeted, you know, about Abuja, or if I'm in Enugu, I'll be like, oh no, I could tweet about I could actually tweet about Enugu. But I can't remember the last time I tweeted something about Abuja, like, oh, this. But Lagos people are always venting. Something is definitely always wrong. Or them, to be honest, living in Lagos is like a red flag. I might not be joking, yeah, because, you know, it's like the place is really busy, and I don't like busy, I'm like, I can't live in Lagos. I can't for any reason. I mean, after all the things I've read and the movies I've watched, I wish they were exaggerating. It reminds me of this movie that I was watching with my friend, The Ghost and the Tout, the second part. So in the movie, like after every dialogue, like, you know, you say two words and then the third word is weary. I mean, that's definitely what the director said. It was like, if you have three words, you say two normal words and then the third word is weary. Like, someone just like, weary, weary. I'm like, I thought I was the only one, you know, getting the, it was a lot. Like, why are people exaggerating this craziness? And, you know, my friend turned to, she was like, do you think this movie is weary? And to be honest, maybe that's actually how Lagos is. But like I said, I've never been to Lagos, but I actually planned on visiting Lagos this year for some weird reason. I want to do Lagos in December. So yes, if God helps me, this school does not call off the strike, I'm definitely doing it. But you know what? I don't know if it's going to favor me if they call it off or they don't call it off. But yes, I mean, if there's a way to go without my parents knowing, I'll take that route. But if there's no way for me to go without people actually knowing, oh my god, you went to Lagos, and I'll tell my brother, I'll call my brother, like, my brother has a very funny Lagos story. Oh my god, he went to Lagos alone when he was like, my elder brother now, when he was like 19, like, he did touchdown Lagos, like, he posted it on socials. I was like, he went to Lagos on his own from school. He tells us the story all the time. Okay, just once. But like, we make reference to the story. I'll probably get the full gist and give it to you guys sometime later. But I think he was rapping at that time, I think. And he wanted to meet some kind of, I don't know, music director or something. And he didn't tell my mom, he didn't tell my dad. He just went straight to Lagos and he was like, touchdown. He said, oh my god. He slept outside that day. He slept outside that day. Like, he said, the place was so fucking busy. He didn't know where to turn to. Like, did he even have an address? I don't even know. But like, the story is so funny because we didn't know about it. Like, it was years later he came out. maybe he was like more comfortable sharing the story. And he was like, guys, there was a time I went to Lagos on my own. So yes, I'll probably get the gist. But like I said, I'm 20 and I feel like I'm going to learn from his mistakes. Okay, so he was going to Lagos and not telling anybody you're going to Lagos is like, that's terrible. That's bad decision. So I feel like before I go, I'll probably tell a lot of people so that, well, if I'm stranded, I'll talk to this person. If I'm stranded, if I can't talk to this person, I'll talk to this person. You know, somebody to share the moment with me and say, oh my god, I arrived, I landed, okay, I'm in this person's house, I'm in this hotel, or something like that. So that you know, be on your own in big Lagos. Oh my god. So I feel like Lagos is a demographic. Lagos people are definitely a demographic. So another demographic that I find really interesting is the alternative, you know, demographic, alt-A, if you'd like. The demographic actually is interesting, or I like this demographic because it has, you know, there's an infusion of this African, you know, Afrocentric vibes to it. Like, there's a lot of Afro stuff going on the alternative vibes, and it's actually really cool and it's trendy. And you know, the alt-A demographic, you know, for you to become a member of this demographic, you have to have a pair colored or really dark, or you know, just some spaceship kind of glasses. You don't have a shade, you don't have a very sassy shade, and you're all Tenno. You don't have rings like knuckle everywhere kind of rings, like you're not draped in rings, you're not ready. You don't have socks. Why don't you have socks? Are you serious? So yes, but I think like the demographic likes to party. I feel like they also pretty, you know, make Nigeria very interesting. I mean, Nigeria is boring, to be honest. So like, apart from music, or maybe I live in a very boring place, but Nigeria is not all that at all. But that's a story for another day, you know. But so the alter guys are like, you know, they're really cool. And let's take, for example, somebody. Let me compare it with some other kind of subculture. Let me say goth, for example. You know, is having this very Catholic thing going on. Or Rome, like ancient Rome. And then something like cottage girl is giving medieval, you know, UK. Like it's giving old London. But this alter is really, you know, colorful and nice, and it's a beautiful side to be on. It's a beautiful community to be on. Just come with your shades, your socks, your rings, man, you're good to go. And then some really baggy jeans or denim, printed tees or something. Just come cool. Come like Jamaica, or come like Jamaica, or Terror the Archangel or something. Funny. So another subculture. Oh my god. Personally, I would die to be in this demographic, the BTC demographic. Oh my god, they're so rich. These guys are actually so rich, like they are draped in designers, like designers that are not even, you know, yet in Nigeria, but like these people have the funds, they have the sources to actually, you know, fund their lifestyle, you know, like up to the point where they have custom made sheets and curtains and like, you know, bed covers and stuff. Like Louis Vuitton made a whole ass curtain for you. Like, why is your money long? Like, why, where? Oh my god. So like this BTC guys though, they're like everybody's dream. That was cool, but like I meant like baddie, but still they're like everybody's dream, whatever. But you know, you see, I don't know so much about cryptocurrency or forex trading, so I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I actually do envy your money, duh. But you know, these guys, they are like the Balenciaga gang. You know, just wear something designer. Why don't you have designers on you? They are literally obsessed with designers. Literally obsessed with designers. And they do Bitcoin. Just Bitcoin. And Ethereum. I trade ETH. What do you mean? I can afford these things. I trade ETH. Okay, whatever. So this is another subculture, and to be honest, they're very funny people. And oh my god, have you seen their story, like their WhatsApp status? Or like, they are so funny, so fucking funny. Like, bitches judge me. Bitches judge you. Bitches judge you. Kole, bitches judge you. Like I said, I would love to be a part of this community. This is the only community that brings in money to the table. Being an alter will not help you. You have to trade BTC in Nigeria. So that's on that. It's nice to be nice. Your daddy could be LGBTQ. Obasanjo could be LGBTQ. Everybody could be LGBTQ. You don't even know. Everybody could be LGBTQ. So me, I like this demographic because they are very problematic. Like, they wake up and they just piss people off. They are making people tweet stuff like, is it bad to be homophobic, bitch? Is it bad to be homophobic? How about you you read a book, how about you? So yes, the LGBTQ community, there's so much in the media, for real, like YouTube space, like I wasn't even referring to like media, like film, no, but like, you know, they are creatives and creators, or you know, so there are a lot in the media scene, magazine culture, you know, stuff, like they're everywhere and they're busy and they're activists, you know. It's a nice community, and you know, it's a nice community, they're not doing all that bad. Another subculture, this one, I've actually known a handful of gamer guys, gamer boys, I don't know any gamer girl. And they kind of like have a subset with tech guys, you know, people that are computer savvy. They most often play games and watch anime, or, you know, they're the otaku. That's how it's pronounced, right? Otaku. They're like the otaku guys, like nerds. Or, so I don't know what the tech guys do. They just lock their hair, according to Twitter people. They lock their hair and just write codes and talk about UI UX. Yeah, so there's not so much to tech people. Demographics. Actually, I don't know if I'm the one that's like boring, or I'm trying to think of subcultures. Like for real. Yeah, speaking about goth, I actually have seen a very elderly goth person, like in Nigeria. Like, she's definitely a mother of like 4, and her first son is probably a graduate from UniBen or something. First of all, she had eyeliner, like the kajal kind of eyeliner, and then, you know, the regular makeup these Nigerian women put on. So she had this very black. She had this ugly dress, but it was black on her, and then she had a black leggings. And the black leggings had studded stuff on it, like it's almost like stones. Yeah, stones. She had at the tip of the leggings, and then she wore black boots, and then her neck was like draped with jewelry. And I'm like, "Mom, do you know what you're giving at this point? People would die to be you right now." Like, purr, yes, queen. Oh my god. Like, no, it was actually really exciting to see. And it's actually funny because adults do have aesthetics. You just have to look deep. I'm like, okay. These days, that's literally all I do, group people into aesthetics. I'm sorry. So it's like, I'm not even the one for that, but like, I actually find it quite interesting that people are just in their own world, and it's nice to see. Like, she was just being herself. She probably doesn't even know the word goth, but look at her. Like, where did you learn this thing from? Like, did you see it on somebody? I was like, this style is going to fit me. Or like, when you could think for yourself, you're like, you know what, let's go with black, and then some kind of like overly, you know, jewelry on you, like so much of the jewelry on you. So I feel like maybe that's what happened along the line, and she was like, you know what, I like jewelry, let me wear one, let me wear two, let me wear three. So yeah, those are the subcultures, or like the demographics that come to mind for me. So yes, bye guys, see you in the next episode. And if there are other subcultures, you know, just let me know. Okay, don't be badly behaved, like, let me know, and then we'll take it up from there. Bye guys, see you in the next episode.